Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy and your grace towards us. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done to bring us to this place of prayer tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory, O God, being fully aware that as we come in prayer, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, as we come before you, O God, boldly before the throne of grace, we come not in our own righteousness, which is as filthy rags before you, but we come in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. And as you have made us kings and priests, O God, we come before you not empty-handed, O God, but we come by the way of the blood of Jesus. And Father, we echo the words of the prophet David when he said, O God, hear my prayer and attend to my supplication. As we pray tonight, O God, we ask for the leading of your Spirit, who knows your mind, your will, your designs, and your desires for this hour. We ask, O God, for an impartation of grace that we may be able to prevail as we pray. Your word says, O God, not by might nor by power, but you say it by your Spirit. By your Spirit, O God, move tonight in a way we have never seen before. Do a wonder, do a work in us, through us, in our regions, O God, even in our nations, in our cities, and in our states, O God, do a wonder through us. Let our prayers go beyond our immediate borders. Let our prayers go to places, O God, we have never dreamt of. Let our prayers go and pull those that are supposed to be pulled out of the miry clay. Let our prayers, O God, be the ones that are prayed for people but are standing in the gap for generations, even bloodlines and nations, O God, in this hour. And as we pray, O God, let the work of deliverance and salvation be written in the lives of your people. Let there be transactions, O God, that are conducted, O God, in the Spirit, that we may see the results in the natural. Let the birthing canals be opened from the realm of the Spirit, that things may descend upon the earth, O God, that you said must be released, O God. Let there be a manifestation of the things in the Spirit that heaven has ordained to be made manifest, O God. Let witty inventions and ideas, O God, be loosed from the realm of the Spirit, O God, into the minds and the hearts of your people, that they may see and declare the goodness of their God. Let there be an empowering factor that is released tonight over your people, O God, empowered to succeed, empowered to do great and mighty things in the earth, that they may see the truthfulness of your word when you say, those who know their God shall do great exploits, not according to the measure of man, but true greatness according to the measure of heaven. I pray that, O God, tonight, if cups are empty or half full, let there be an overflowing of your Spirit, O God, in them. Let there be an overflowing of anointing, an overflowing of grace and blessing upon their lives, O God, tonight, that they can surely say, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Give them the strength and the grace to be able to weather the storms that are operating in their lives in the season. And when they come on the other side, O God, may they be strengthened in their faith and in their resolve. May their testimony, O God, be a prevailing testimony that indeed God kept them through the storm, that God strengthened them through the storm, that God gave them a testimony through the storm, that God anointed them through the storm, that God indeed showed himself to be their keeper and the good shepherd in the midst of the adversity that they have gone through. We contend for the establishment of that testimony in them, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Whatever afflictions are coming their way, whatever valleys they experience, whatever mountain experiences come in their lives, may they come through with this one word, that indeed their God is an awesome God. I pray that, O God, whatever need they have, you will manifest yourself to be the Jehovah Jireh that you are. Any type of provision, be it healing, be it joy, be it strength, be it peace, O God, you will show yourself to be the sufficient God that you are going to release that, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Some are crying out for deliverance, O God. You are not only the deliverer, but you are the deliverance. Some are crying, O God, for comfort. You are not only the comforter, but God, you are the comfort. Release it, O God, tonight in their lives. Some are crying out for breakthrough. We declare that you are going to manifest yourself as Baal Perazim, the God of who has broken through, and that you are going to show them that you are indeed the breakthrough that they have been waiting in their lives. Your word says, O God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. As you manifest and show yourself in their lives, O God, show them that you are indeed in charge of the seasons. As you enter into their lives, O God, the night season is coming to an end. That joy is going to be released, O God, because when you enter in, O God, darkness has to flee because the light that is you is manifesting in a greater and a mightier way. I pray that, God, you prosper the works of their hands, that whatsoever they set their minds to do, O God, it is going to succeed for your praise and for your glory. And Father, we ask, O God, that you clothe yourself in garments of war as you begin to engage in battle against their adversary. Indeed, you said some of the battles, they are not ours. They belong to you, O God. Those that are ours, you teach our hands to fight and our fingers to war. And you have declared that we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We thank you in advance, O God, for the battles you are engaged in on our behalf, and for the victory that you have already established. We thank you, O God, even for the one that you have given us the grace to be able to engage in, knowing that we cannot be given more than what we can ever bear. We are going to prevail also. That, Father, we are going to say, indeed, God has been with us. If it had not been for God on our side, we would have not prevailed. And, Father, we thank you that you are the one who said you set a table before us in the presence of our enemies, O God. That as the enemy is surrounding us, O God, you are going to show us that indeed you are the provider. You are going to show us that indeed you are the one who is strategic in battle. You are the one who is strategic in warfare, that you are going to prevail. As a table is being set before us, O God, we rejoice, O God, because we are about to see your kindness, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, O God, and we praise you, O God, that you are not only concerned with us, O God, but our bloodlines. You're not only concerned with us, O God, but our sons and our daughters. You're not only concerned with us, O God, but our cities, our neighborhoods, O God, even our neighbors, O God. You are concerned with all that which has to do with us, O God. For your word says, all souls are yours. As you are moving in our lives, O God, do the same in the lives of our neighbors. Show yourself mighty, O God. War on their behalf, O God. Even now, some of our neighbors are crying for their sons and their daughters. As a result of our prayer, let there be a visitation of salvation in their homes. Let there be a visitation of the peace giver in their home, and let there be a release of that peace, O God. We pray for our neighbors on the left, on the right, on the front, and behind us, that God, you are going to bring provision in their lives, that God, whatever they need, you are going to show yourself mighty. We ask, O God, for their divine protection. We ask, O God, for divine provision. We ask, O God, for strength and health upon their bodies, upon their minds, and upon their spirits. Even some that are in mourning, we command the peace of God to come. Father, you are the one whose word you declared that you comfort those who mourn, O God. Let there be comfort that is released, O God. Where there are disagreements in their families, O God, we ask, O God, that peace will prevail, that reconciliation will be established for your praise and for your glory. Father, even in our places of employment, amongst our work colleagues, O God, whatever they are engaged in, O God, whatever season they find themselves in, O God, show them, O God, that you are indeed God. Some of them may not know you, but there is a voice that is standing in the gap and say, God, show yourself mighty on their behalf. Deliver and save. Bring provision in, oh God, in a mighty way. Manifest yourself to be the God that you are, that their eyes might be open, that their ears may be open to hear what heaven is saying, that they may be able to receive the salvation, the mercy, and the grace that you have already made provision for in their lives. We thank you, oh God, that their homes are blessed because they are attached to us. They are experiencing the grace of God because they are attached to us. As you are blessing us, oh God, the blessings in our lives are overflowing. They will also experience the goodness of God. They may not know you, but there is somebody standing in the gap who is praying that, Father, you are going to bless as you are blessing us. As you said, oh God, when the children of Israel went in captivity by the letters you sent by the prophet Jeremiah, you said, oh God, pray for the nation that you are in, that it might be well with you. We pray, oh God, that it might be well with us as much as the nations that we are in. We give you praise and we give you glory. That, Father, even in the ministries that we are attached to, the churches, oh God, we attend, the shepherds you have given authority and charge over us, oh God, the men and women of God you have empowered to speak into our lives, we pray for a dispensation of grace to be released upon them, oh God. Let the enabling power of God cause them to excel in the assignment that you have laid before them. Strengthen their hearts, O God, to know that you will always be faithful unto them, O God, to the end. That, God, they are not on their own, but you are standing with them. Your hand is upon their lives. You are guiding them and leading them, O God, in all paths of righteousness to that expected end that you declared over them. Some of them may be discouraged this moment, but Father, we ask for a remembrance to be brought into their minds of the things you showed them when you called them, of the things you declared over them, O God, when you appointed them, the day when they had a visitation from you. Remind them, O God, that you said you will see them to the end for your praise and for your glory. For the houses that we belong to, O God, we ask for an open heaven to be released over the houses. Father, for miracles, signs, and wonders to be released, O God, not that people may glory in their own wisdom, but that, O God, they may glorify and magnify you. Let there not just be a preaching of the kingdom, but God, let there be a demonstration of the power, the might, and the grace of the kingdom of God in those houses, O God. When their mouths are open, let true worship in spirit and in truth, O God, go forth in a mighty way. Let there be angelic visitations, gateways open, angels ascending and descending over the houses, O God. Let hearts be changed and transformed for the greater cause of the kingdom. Move in might and in power. That, God, those that are coming that do not know you on their day of visitation to the house, may they receive a visitation from God. We ask, O God, for a tremendous manifestation of God encounters to the people that belong to the kingdom. Let them encounter their God. Let them meet their God, and let their lives be changed because they have had an encounter with God. Let their testimony go beyond what they have heard being preached, O God, but let their testimony be a testimony of those that have walked and experienced the power and the might and the grace of God. Some, O God, that are trading the fence, O God, we ask that tonight the scales begin to tip over, that they make a decision to say, for God I live and for God I die, that they are not doing what they are doing for the sake of man, but they are doing it for the glory of our Father in heaven. Father, let there be a strengthening of their relationship with you, that they know that you are their God and they are your people. That, God, when they live their lives, O God, they will not live in a way that dishonors you, but they will live in a way that honors you, O God, that will bring glory to you for them being called the sons and daughters of God. Father, because of that requirement, and let there be a release of wisdom, a release of knowledge, a release of understanding, a release of the fear of God upon your people, that Father, they will not live any other way but a way that is pleasing to you. Your word says, oh God, without faith indeed it is impossible to please you. That faith which is required, oh God, is faith that only comes from you, and that faith is being delivered by your word. We ask, oh God, that they be a hunger and a thirst for your word in their spirit, a hunger and thirst, oh God, for righteousness in their lives, that they will not live their lives according to the standards of the world, O God, but as the word says, O God, thy word have I hid in my heart, O God, that I might not sin against you, O God. Let the word you are revealing, the word that is bringing faith, let that word be etched, O God, on the tablets of their hearts, O God, and daily let their lives be judged by the words you are putting in their hearts. Let their minds and their ears be open to hear what the Spirit is saying, not only to hear, O God, but give them the grace to be able to obey what heaven is decreeing, O God, via your Spirit. And Father, as they move, let them know that God sees every move. Let them know that God hears every word that they utter. Your eyes, O God, are going to and fro in the earth looking for those who to whom you might show yourself mighty on their behalf. I pray that God, as they desire and hunger to live a life that is holy and righteous before you, God, you will give them the strength, oh God, to be able to overcome temptations, to be able to overcome challenges that want to cause them to take a path that is different from the one that you have ordained for your praise and for your glory. And Father, as the houses are being enlarged, oh God, let it not just be an enlargement of the number of people that are attending, but let there be an enlargement of true conversion, true disciples of Christ, O God, as you did in the book of Acts, O God, when you began to enlarge the church, not just with the numbers, but the people that are in depth, O God, of conviction to say God is God and nobody else. Let that be the kind of people that you are raising up, O God, people that are given unto God in every aspect of their lives, not just on Sunday, but every day of their lives, they strive to live for God. People that are given unto prayer, people that are given unto worship, people that are given unto praise, students, O God, of your word, people that love your ways and your commandments, whose hearts, O God, have been imprinted by the love of God, that Father, they be a tangible manifestation and a presence of the love of God amongst the people that you are bringing together, that they might know that, oh God, the love of God is real, and the world may see that indeed your church is a church of the disciples of Christ because they love one another for your praise and for your glory. And Father, tonight we ask, oh God, for the depth of conversion, O God, to go deeper. For the depth of conviction, O God, to go deeper. To say, God, we will not compromise, O God, our convictions, O God. We will not compromise, O God, on the truth that you have revealed unto us, O God. That we stand on that truth, O God, despite every persecution, O God. We stand on that truth, O God. Let the world laugh on us, O God, and laugh at us, but we will stand steadfast on the word of God. Father, I pray that tonight, O God, we'll look, O God, at the examples of old that you have laid out for our learning, that for God we live and for God we die. That, Father, it will not just be people who knew that there was a God, but people that lived a life that reflected that they believe that there is a God. Every word that we utter, O God, may it be in alignment with your dictates and your mandate for our lives. That, God, we live not as children of darkness, but as children of light in everything that we do, O God. We will not follow the world, O God. This is not for profit. This is not for gain, but this is for the life that is coming after when eternity is revealed. We pray that, O God, tonight, for your praise and for your glory, Father, your desire for our lives become our desire. What you have laid out for us, oh God, let that be the thing that drives us to move, that drives us to come into a place of prayer. Let us not just be people but believe that there is power in prayer, and yet not be able to pray. Let us not be a people that believe that our God hears and loves our worship, and yet we are not people that worship. God, you said you are looking for those who worship in spirit and in truth. Let us be the kind of worshipers you are looking for your praise and for your glory. That Father, we make a decision tonight that we will not let the rocks cry out in our place, O God, but we will lift up our voices, O God, unto the heavens. We will lift up our hands, O God, as an evening sacrifice unto you, O God, to give you worship and praise that you are looking for, that which will be acceptable unto you, O God. And as we have said, you have made us kings and priests, O God, and we cannot come empty-handed, O God, besides coming by the way of the blood. We offer up ourselves as living sacrifices according to the way of Romans 12:1, where you said, "Wherefore I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice." We say, O God, tonight, if you can use anything, O God, you can use us. We lay down our lives and say, God, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way in us and through us for your praise and for your glory. And I thank you, O God, that our eyes are really, really being opened, O God, that our ears are really, really being opened, O God, that we are not listening to what the world is saying, but we are listening to what heaven has decreed. We are listening to what heaven has declared, O God, for your praise and for your glory. And Father, remind us tonight for your praise and for your glory that in the days of the wilderness, they moved when the ark moved. They moved when the cloud moved. They moved when the pillar of fire moved. Tonight, O God, let our steps be dictated and determined by the move of your spirit. Not what men are expecting us to do, but what heaven has said must be done. When God, you move to the left, we are not moving to the right, we are moving to the left. We are moving with you, O God. We are not here to carry out a popularity, God, contest, O God, but we are here to follow your ways, to follow your paths and where you are leading us. Your word, O God, indeed says to us, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You have to understand, too many times in the world, good men want to lead their own steps. But the word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So Father, tonight we say we come into agreement with your ordering. Where you are ordering us to go, we will go. How you are ordering us to move, we will move. That God, we are not sticking our thumbs in the air to see which way the wind is blowing before we determine where we are going. Your word says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We yield ourselves the leading of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Lead us into the paths that God has ordained for us, for your praise and for your glory. That God, we are not going to be merchants of faith, O God, that are trying to gain to make money out of what has been given unto us, O God, at the expense and the compromise of the kingdom. But Father, we say we are kingdom people that walk in obedience to what God has ordained. Father, your word tonight takes precedence and preeminence in our lives. We will not yield to any other spirit but the spirit of the living God. We will not hearken to any other voice, O God, but the voice of the living God. For your word says, O God, your sheep hear your voice and they know your voice and they obey your voice. Father, tonight our ears are open, tuned to hear what heaven has to say, what instruction the shepherd is giving unto us, O God, and we follow whatever he is instructing us to do for your praise and for your glory, knowing that God, you are not going to lead us into temptation, but you are leading us in paths of righteousness. You are God, the one who is leading us beside the still waters for your praise and for your glory. In the greener passes, O God, you are leading us, and Father, through the journey, your rod and your staff, they will comfort us. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have to understand Psalm 23 briefly as we go into prayer. You have to understand that it's not money that gives you comfort. It's not money that gives you peace. I know that the preacher says in the book of Ecclesiastes, money answers all things, but there are some things that money cannot give you. Money cannot give you salvation. Money cannot give you eternity. There is only one way to the Father, and that way is Christ Himself, a Son of the living God. So I pray that tonight you understand that you have a shepherd. You are not the shepherd, but you are the sheep of his pasture. Anybody hearing me? You are the planting of the Lord, that the Lord is the one who is leading you. If I can give you the imagery of the prophet Jeremiah, he says, you are the poor. God is the potter and you are the clay. The clay does not tell the potter what it ought to be, but the potter is the one who tells the clay what it ought to be. Somebody say hallelujah. So I pray that tonight you begin to arrange things in your life, prioritize things according to the truth and revelation of God, that you are not the one who is in charge of your life, but God is in charge of your life. Your responsibility is to hear and make decisions based on what you hear, and whatever decision you make has to be in obedience to what God has revealed. Therefore, may God make you a man and a woman of revelation who understands what God is revealing, who understands what God is saying, who believes what God reveals, who believes what God says. I ask that as you are walking in that understanding, may God be able to give you the spirit of discernment, that you are able to discern between a copycat voice and the true voice of the living God, that you're not liable to follow false instruction, but you are going to follow the instruction of God. There are things that seem rightly unto man, but they are an abomination before God. You are not going to go the way of the world, but you are going to follow the instructions of God. Wherever God is leading you, you are going to follow. And as God begins to lead you, I want to release this word right now. As you begin to obey what God is saying, as you begin to walk in where God is leading you, may God empower you, may God prosper you, may God elevate you, may God enlarge you, may God empower you with wisdom, may God cause you to be known amongst many according to the protocol of publicity in the kingdom of heaven, not according to man. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 that you are going to be known in accordance to what heaven has said, because there is a time when the world knows you, but heaven does not know you. Jesus said to them, they said, we worked miracles in your name, we healed in your name, and he said, depart ye from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I knew you not. They were known by the world, but they were not known by heaven. So I say tonight, let this protocol of publicity be the one that operates in your life. Publicity according to heaven, not according to men, but according to heaven. That your name will be written in the Lamb's book of life. That your name will be recorded in heaven as one who lived for God. That when the day of judgment comes, that your works in this lifetime will testify that you are indeed a disciple of Christ. That you don't have to utter a word, but the life that you have lived will speak volumes about you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That when God reconciled what he wrote about you and how you lived, there will not be a discrepancy. And in the name that is above any other name, I declare and I decree that you are a vessel chosen by God, chosen for honor, chosen for glory. You are not going to leave your life in any other way but the way that is pleasing unto God, for your praise and for your glory. God, we declare that, God, your word says, oh God, you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek after you. As they seek you, oh God, seeking deeper depths in you, let there be a greater reward that comes into their lives, because you are a good God. You are faithful to your word, oh God. Whatever you say, oh God, will not fall to the ground. You declared, oh God, and made it plain and clear that your word will not return to you void, but your word is going to accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. Therefore, God, I pray that your word prosper in their lives for your praise and for your glory. Let nothing stand in the way of your word producing something greater, of greater significance, of a kingdom nature, of a spiritual nature in their hearts, in their lives, because you are rewarding them for their diligence in seeking you. From the rising of the sun, O God, the going down of the same, let their hearts always be in tune to what heaven is saying. Somebody say hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Now I know that we want a life that is free of adversity because we are serving God. We want a life that gives us opportunities to be able to do great and mighty things without any resistance. But I want to let you know here tonight, without resistance, there is no movement. Anybody hearing me? Without resistance, there is no movement. Without resistance, there is no movement. That is why I think God had to tell the Apostle Paul that my grace is sufficient for you. That my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is going to raise up a standard against him. Why? Because God is saying when the enemy comes, he wants to destroy you. But when it's over and done with, you will be in a better place. You will be elevated. You will be raised up. You will be better than what the enemy found you when he came into your life. Anybody hearing me here tonight? Because God says, if there is no resistance, there is no movement. If there is no resistance, there is no movement. If I can borrow the words of the Bible that says, count it all joy. Count it all joy when the adversity comes. Count it all joy when trouble comes. Count it all joy when the afflictions come, because you are about to move. You are about to accelerate. You are about to elevate. You are about to get to a place that God has been desiring for you to enter into. Or can I just tell somebody here, I can give you a biblical example. You see, there came a day when Jesus was praying for the apostle, speaking to the apostle Peter. He says to him, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you. There is about to be some resistance coming into your life. But I have prayed, not for you to be exempt from the affliction, but I have prayed that your faith will not fail. Anybody hearing me? And it says, when you have returned, strengthen your brethren. Anybody hearing me? After you have gone through your trial, after there has been resistance in your life, there is going to be a movement. When that season of trial and testing is over, you are going to be in a better place to be an effective minister for what God has called you to do for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Don't you know, in every trial, in every adversity, in every challenge, there is a greater revelation of God. Can I just go a little bit deeper here and tell somebody that when they were in the wilderness, they had never fought a battle, but up rose the Amalekites to contend with them. Anybody hearing? It wasn't just for them to know that they could fight, but for them to know that there is a revelation that indeed he is Jehovah Nissi. Anybody hearing me? That he is their banner. So whatever you are going through, whatever season of resistance you are going through, thank God for the revelation that is about to come. Thank God for David said, I will look up unto the hills, for whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. David said, I know that I'm in trouble right now, but I will not look around me, I'm looking to the hills, because my help is coming from God. You are going to kokotaraba in your adversity. You are going to realize that your God is the one who helps you. Oka, we declared earlier on, those who know their God shall do great exploits. You are going to be able to overcome a multitude of amizake debo koshe barato kokosha. Because if God be for you, then who can be against you? There is a greater revelation. If I were you, I will rejoice because there is a greater revelation. And somebody is about to get a revelation that God is hearing your prayer, that God is answering your prayer. I know that you've been praying for your neighborhood. You have seen the adversity, you have seen the affliction, you have seen crime rates go high, and God is saying, I'm going to show you that when you pray, I move. Ah, shekora banderi, and for sa ah kebo shegebra di zarabandoro ukushaba beke deria barse keria. You have been ah kede kobro sombre da 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 ba iki di yaba. You have been asking, can God use you? Anybody has been asked, somebody has been asking, can God use me? Can God use me? Can God use me? And you are asking, if God is going to use me, what platform is God going to create for me? I want to let you know, God is saying, I'm not going to give you a platform on the world stage. I've already given you one in your family. They are your sons and your daughters you are going to minister to. Tonight I pray that God will empower the works of your hands, that miracles, signs, and wonders will flow through your hands to your sons and your daughters, that the words you utter over their lives will establish a precedence of godliness, that when you are long gone, they will remember the things you whispered. They will remember the thing that you said about the God you served, and they will walk in light of those things. And for some of them right now, they are not talking to you. They are not talking to you right now for, but that's not an excuse for you not to pray for them, because when you pray for them, you are not talking to them, but you're talking to their Creator. Rabaka da zegede boko sharabandere. Ake ke doho shakarabade goho she. Da zekere ya bahi da banda. Mekia barako do suku robo she. Mabra ge de zanda bakada di karabazekere ya. Hoshe ba de zombre da kadaya boko she. Therefore, God is going to show you that I've already given you a ministry amongst your sons and your daughters to stand in the gap, to call upon the name of the Lord on their behalf. And as you do such, God is empowering you. Anybody, I didn't say God is empowering them. God is empowering you as you pray for them. He is empowering you because God is giving you a solid base for your testimony to say, that I prayed for my sons and daughters into the kingdom, and God brought them in for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Now, I want to speak things in generalities now, that God is going to prosper you in joy, that God is going to prosper you in peace, that God is going to prosper you in strength. Why? Because He is an awesome God. We have often declared that the hand of God is upon your life. It's not just an expression that we say, but we really believe that the hand of God is upon your life. Because if the hand of God was not upon your life, you will be dead and long gone by now. But God is preserving you for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. And you think your life and your work is over. If it was like it was over, you will not be here. God still has a plan for your life, and God still has made grace and strength for you to be able to do what needs to be done. Now, when I speak about God being giving you the grace to be able to do what needs to be done, you have to understand this is not from your perspective. This is from the heaven's perspective. Anybody hearing me? This is not from your perspective. This is from heaven's perspective. And I say that to clarify this particular point. You may not be able to walk as much as you used to. You may not be able to do as much as you used to, but it does not mean your work is over. It does not mean your assignment is over. It does not mean God is through with you yet. You may be lying on a hospital bed right now, and God is saying, I'm using you to change nations through your prayer. Anybody hearing me? I'm using your prayers to transform generations as you are sitting in the Can I just tell somebody here tonight, you see, God has got this great wisdom. He has this great understanding. He has this great knowledge that God calls the end from the beginning and declares that my counsel will not fail. Anybody hearing me? He calls the end from the beginning and declares that my counsel will not fail. If God's counsel will not fail and God declares the end from the beginning so that when the end is revealed, you might know that indeed He is God who knows the future. You have to understand this. If God is the one who has planned your future and set those things in motion, if God waits 3 days before your death day to give you a ministry, guess what? That ministry is going to be effective in those 3 days. Anybody hearing me? Because you have to understand, your assignment sometimes is not going to take you a whole lifetime. The whole lifetime is going to prepare you for the assignment. Ah, say koko shalabandara. Okay, let me explain it this way. Your whole youth was preparing you for the assignment now. Oh, shabase ko woshe ki darabase karabarando ko shokorabanda. Can I just tell somebody here? I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want somebody to know or to understand here. God could not give you that ministry in the foolishness of your youth. He had to wait until you gain some wisdom. He had to wait until you have tempered your character and your nature to reveal what He called for you. Oh, anabase. Anybody hearing? I can give you countless examples here. You have to understand that Jeremiah was called in his youth. But you have to understand that Isaiah, his life was revealed in the Middle Ages. Because why? Because where his assignment was leading him. God is not a respecter of persons. That means God is not looking at your genealogy. God is not looking at the color of your skin. Definitely God is not looking at your gender. Definitely God is not looking at your age. He is looking for a heart that is willing to walk in obedience to His word. And I'll ask, can I just tell somebody here? I'm going to liberate somebody here right now in the name of Jesus. You are not the one who is doing the work of ministry. It is God who is doing the work through you. Now, for me to say that is to say this. If God is doing the work through you, can I just say, Karaba, the Bible calls Him the Ancient of Days. One. The Bible calls Him the Ancient of Days. Number one. It says in Malachi, I love Malachi 3:6-4, I am God and I change not. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That simply means God does not suffer old age. Anybody hearing me? It means His strength does not diminish in time. He's capacity and the ability to do goodness does not change with age. It stays the same. So He says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is working in you. So God, if God is going to work through you, it doesn't matter how old you are. Because the one who is working through you is not affected by age, and his strength and power does not diminish. So he's still going to be able to accomplish. He's still going to be able to accomplish what he sent out to accomplish. This is why I believe that God had to wait until Abraham was in his old age to give him a child of promise. That is why God had to wait until Sarah's womb was dead and gone to say, through this womb I will give birth to a son, because I am the God of the impossible. I say, so what I'm just saying is, for somebody here who feel they've been, they're feeling their age, God is not through with you yet. He is going to do a wonder through you. And I will be remiss if I just speak this word concerning those who are advanced in age. God is not a respecter of persons. If you could use Josiah to bring a revival, if he could use Josiah to bring a reformation in his youth, God can still use you to do great and mighty things. Can I give you a perfect contrast here? And I'm almost done. I'll give you a perfect contrast here. You have to understand that when God was about to initiate a new move, anybody hearing me? When God was about to initiate a new move in relation to the new covenant he was about to establish, in relation to the fulfillment of the prophetic word he spoke by the prophet Isaiah concerning a son being given unto us and a child being born, you have to understand concerning the birth of the Messiah, concerning the establishment and the fulfillment of the word spoken by Malachi, that there shall be a voice crying out in the wilderness, that there is one crying coming in the spirit of Elijah. God did two things, contrasting a new move and an old move. God went to visit Elizabeth. Anybody hearing me? Elizabeth representing an old move, representing the older generation. And God went and visited Mary, a young move, representing the new generation. Anybody hearing me? So when God is about to move, he's not only going to use one generation, he's going to use multiple generations. He's going to use the old and the new. But you have to understand, going a little bit further and deeper in that, that when God went to visit Elizabeth, when God went to visit Mary, God now had to give Mary the instruction to go and see Elizabeth, because the old move is going to explain to the new move what God is about to do. So what I'm saying is, some of you have been sent by God to be the Elizabeths, to explain to Mary what's about to take place, to confirm to Mary what God has already done, to prophesy to Mary what God has declared. And because of your position, God is about to do so. The word of God says in that particular scripture that Mary, Elizabeth said, the baby in me leaped. Anybody hearing me? There is something that's about to be quickened in you because Mary is coming for a visit. Anybody hearing me? In your womb, in your spirit, something is going to be agitated. Here is the most amazing thing with the narrative that the Bible gives us concerning Mary and Elizabeth. It never told us that Elizabeth was a prophet. Anybody hearing me? But Elizabeth gave Mary a prophetic word concerning what she was carrying. And the prophetic word that Elizabeth gave Mary was confirming what the angel had told Mary. Anybody hearing me here tonight? If I can go a little bit deeper just to give you a bit of a biblical insight, you have to understand that what Mary was carrying was going to be a fulfillment of the Old Testament. Anybody hearing me? Therefore, the law and the prophetic had to confirm that this is the one. Anybody hearing me? So Elizabeth, where she was standing, she was representing the prophetic and the law, and declaring to Mary that indeed what you were carrying is what we have been prophesying all along. Anybody wants to preach that, you can preach it anywhere. There is no copyright on it. It's just the scripture in the name of Jesus. So I'm saying, God is not through with you yet. Get ready. There is a Mary coming your way. For somebody, get ready. There is an Elizabeth you have to go and find in the name of Jesus, because God is about to do a wonder in you and through you. And you think you were old, you think God was over with you, he is not yet done. He is just beginning. There are many things that are going to happen through you. Oh, bashe de deri abanda rabanda rande rebro shabake de bosha. Therefore, I pray that now, if you are in a position of Elizabeth, may God give you wisdom. May God release his prophetic unction upon you, that you may be able to speak to Mary exactly what God has said. And if you are in a position of being in Mary in any capacity, heed the voice voice in the word that Elizabeth is going to speak over your life. It's going to affirm and confirm what God is doing in you and through you. Ah, kiri bro she kiri abandere abandere. Yo bre she kiri bro shadabandere. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Now, I said now God has to take us beyond our scope. God has to take us beyond our natural inclinations to only consider our immediate family and immediate location. May God allow you to pray beyond your borders. May God allow you to pray beyond your borders. Ha sebo koshara. And God begins to allow you to pray beyond your borders. May God allow you to see beyond your borders. May God allow you to see beyond your borders. I want to say it again. May God allow you to see beyond your borders. Harabashi koshe. May God move in your life right now. May God move upon you right now and give you a desire for a nation. May God give you a burden, not only for a generation, but may God give you a burden for nations. Because generations represent nations. Anybody hearing me? Generations represent nations. So if God is going to give you generations, He has to give you nations. And if God is going to give you nations, He has to give you generations. Anybody hearing me? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore now, may God give you the grace to call forth for generations that are given unto God. In the nations you have been given assignment and charge over. May you travail that the will and the plans of God will be made manifest in those generations. In the name of Jesus, may your prayers be deliberative and strategic in alignment with what the kingdom has declared concerning you and your assignment. May you not abort the assignment that God has placed on you, but may you embrace it with all wisdom. May you embrace it with everything that you have, that you will say, God, if you have to wake me up in the midnight hour to cry for Namibia, if you have to wake me up in the midnight hour to cry for Afghanistan, if you have to call me in the midnight hour to cry out for Israel, if you have to call me in the midnight hour to cry out for Burma, if you have to call me in the midnight hour to cry out for India, if I have to lay on my face, oh God, for the nation of Germany, if I have to lay on my face for the nation of Switzerland, if I have to lay on my face, oh God, for the nation of Mexico, if I have to lay on my face for the nation of Argentina, God, so be it. Anybody hearing me? Because sometimes we abort our assignment by being limited in our vision, because we think it's just about us and the nation that we are in. But God says, I will give you nations, not just a nation. I will give you nations. And he will shake the big. So may God now give you the grace and the wisdom to be able to know that there are nations that God wants to give you custodianship over. The question is, are you willing? Are you willing? And then I have to say this. The Holy Spirit just put a check in my spirit. I'm almost done. I have to say this. When God gives you a nation, you have to understand you are not the only one who is praying for that nation. I'm going to say it again. You are not the only one praying for that nation. This I say so that you are not filled with pride. Anybody hearing me? That you are not filled with pride. You have to understand that there are gatekeepers in every nation. There are watchmen in every nation. There are midwives in every nation. There are intercessors in every nation. There are ministers of salvation in every nation. There are apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors in every nation. God is just giving you the privilege to partner with the people in those nations. Hallelujah. So it's not because you are praying, because you are the one who's praying. It's because God has given you the grace and the privilege to be a part of what He's doing in those nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what? There is going to be a tremendous blessing in your life because you are praying for those nations. Hallelujah. 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 Now, here's the thing. There is a teaching that is, Bishop Duncan Williams put it this way. God does not do anything in the earth unless there is a human being who is willing. Nothing comes into the earth unless there is a vessel that is willing to birth it into the earth. That is why there is always a remnant that says yes to God, so that the plans of eternity can be brought into the earth through a legal channel of a man that says, yes, Lord, to your will. Which is why, when our Lord was giving the disciples an instruction on how to pray, after having them ask, teach us how to pray, He said, you say, let thy kingdom come, and let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We are sacred. Yeah. The psalmist says the earth and the fullness, they belong to God. But he says, but the earth he gave to the sons of man, which means we are the legal custodians of the earth. We give permission. So God is giving you a strategic position, a privilege to be a womb that God can birth the plans of eternity into the earth. Let me conclude by saying this. It's a season of Christmas. It's a season of celebrating the birth of our Savior. But it is also a season of celebrating a womb that said, be done unto me according to thy word. And we're celebrating that word, but not celebrating just the person herself, but we are saying, we are celebrating the example that God gave us of what happens when men say, be done unto us according to thy word. So, as you go through the season, let this word not just be for this season of Christmas, but let this word be the word for the rest of your life. Father, be done unto me according to thy word. Be done unto me according to thy word. Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your praise, for your mercy, and for your grace. Thank you, O God, for the wonderful people that you have allowed us to partner with throughout the course of the year. Thank you, O God, for their lives. Thank you, O God, for allowing us to be sharpened by their commitment and their hunger and thirsting for you. Father, we thank you. We ask, Father, I just ask that tonight, God, you bless them in a way that they had never, ever imagined. I ask that, oh God, tonight they be a refreshing of strength in their lives. Father, deal with every disappointment that they have endured, oh God, and allow them to be able to come on the other side and say, yes, God has been faithful. I pray that, oh God, every sacrifice that they have made has not been in vain. There is a reward that is coming their way. For your praise, oh God, and for your glory, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, and I thank you. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer himself, the son of David who was sitting on the throne of David forever, the one who is sitting at the right hand of the Father waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool, the comforter, the counselor, Emmanuel, God with us, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.